Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Okay.
Knock him out, John.
Mr. Shorty, knock him out, John. We'll do them for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from Route 4, Liberty, Mississippi. Now, that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi, 65 miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day out in Amite County, September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting or go to revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work. And this particular day that I want to tell you about is one evening when we were going coon hunting. We had a pack of hounds. When we went to mill with our corn to get it ground up, we'd get some ground for dog bread, and we'd get some ground for just regular corn meal for human consumption. This particular day, we wasn't too busy. All we had done is just cut down a few fence rows, shut and shelled some corn and went to mill, drew up some water because that was wash day, helped get the sow back, what rooted out from under the net wire fence, sharpened two sticks of stove wood real sharp and pegged them down over the bottom wire of the fence where the hog couldn't root out no more. And had a rat killing. If I'm lying, I'm dying. We had rat killings in those days. Well, this particular day after we got through the rat killing, I walked out on the front porch and I hollered, hey! And them dogs come out from under the house barking. They knew we was going coon hunting. And I hollered again, and my neighbor way across the sage patch hollered back. And that meant I'll meet you halfway. We met in the middle of that sage patch, and he had his dogs, old Brummy and Queen and Spot, and I had Tory and Little Red and old Trailer. And we went out into the swamps, and we started hunting. Oh, we was having such a fine time. Caught four great big ones. I heard a racket, and it scared me. And I whooped my carbide light, what I had wired to my cap around there, and I was looking in the vicinity of where I heard the racket coming from. And the beam of light hit a man right in the face, and it likened to have scared me slapped to death because we was hunting on this man's place. I said, Mr. Barron, is that you? He said, yes, Jerry. What are y'all doing? We hunting. How many have you caught? 4 great big ones. He said, well, boys, glad to see you. Y'all want to spend the rest of the evening hunting with me and John. Well, I looked, and lo and behold, there was John Eubanks, a man that lived on Mr. Barron's place. John Eubanks was a great American. He was a professional tree climber. He didn't believe, I'm telling you the truth, he didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him, give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a crosscut saw, coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance. A lot of times we'd climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs, but at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, Mr. Barron, we'd be glad to go hunting with you. You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for $1 a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered 3 or 4 times, and they started hunting. And we listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice. And when he cut out on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And then old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Barron's got in there with them, and old John Eubanks would holler, hey, speak to him. And my brother Sonny would holler, hey, look for. And oh, it was beautiful. Now, y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed down into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there. Huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He pooched his lips out. He got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree, and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overalls and got that sharp stick, and he drawed back and he punched the coon, but it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped-up wildcats in Amit County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and red big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You could hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them back. You dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Woo! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron toted a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, woo, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. For the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Howdy, everybody. I'm Rose Maddox. You're listening to the best there is in country music on Tracy's show at KNEL in Brady, Texas.
remember my brothers and the sweet harmony. All have passed on except Don and me. But I still sit with you.
Roses everywhere, blue skies up above.
Well, bless your heart. I'm glad you were persistent.
Yes, I didn't. I'm not going to quit. No. But it's all sounding so good tonight.
Thank you.
How about playing for me Yesterday's Wine by Willie Nelson?
Yeah, I'll do that one for you.
And also Nightlife by Wanda Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it.
All right, but everything's sounding good.
Well, bless your heart for calling. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to spin you a couple of Willie Nelson songs right now. Let's start off with Hello Walls.
Hello Walls. How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away. And I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, wind. Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pane? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while? We gotta all or else I'll lose my mind. I got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friends here. This is a hangout of mine, and we come here quite often and listen to music. Partaking of yesterday's wine.
Sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Yeah, the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's my life. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Yeah, the nightlife, it ain't no good life, but it's mine.
Yeah, it is. There's wonderful Wanda Jackson for you in the nightlife. Johnny Bush is a little bit under the weather. Our thoughts and prayers for John. He had to cancel, I know, his appearance at Luckenbach Dance Hall this weekend. I know he's going to reschedule that real soon. Always good to see and hear the Country Caruso, Johnny Bush. And this has got to last.
I know she never promised. Yeah. Would stay, but now that she's got leaving on her mind, Lord, please hold back the dawn one more day.
Cause this has got to last
a long, long time.
She's never loved me quite this strong before, or held her tender body this close to mine. But tomorrow she'll be walking out that door. So this has got to last
a long, long time.
I know tonight
is all there's gonna be.
Tomorrow she'll be only in my mind, not in my arms,
but in my memory.
And this has got to last
a long, long time.
Her lips are sweeter than they ever been, as I memorize her body's every line. It hurts to know I'll be alone again. And this has got to last
a long, long time.
And this has got to last
a long, long time.
Yes, I'd like to hear something about Heather Miles, please.
Heather Miles. I'll be happy to play you some Heather Miles
All right.
tonight.
Okay, thank you, Tracy.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling.
Alone can give the strength he needs to care. way to happiness. Things that you do for me show the love that you possess. When a man loves a woman the way that I love you, in his eyes there's no one else to make his dreams come true. Woman, I love you. You are my inspiration. You're my way to happiness. Things that you do for me show the love.
There's the tall Texan for you tonight, Billy Walker, and When a Man Loves a Woman the Way That I Love You. Stonewall Jackson celebrated a birthday this week, 86 years young, and what a great guy, what a great singer in this business. We're going to get Stonewall Jackson and Connie Smith together to do this song called A Standing Invitation.
It sounds like fun to have a party with you. I'll buy you a drink. That's the best I can do. You're a beauty. Got another invitation to a party with my lady at home. I've got a standing invitation to candlelight and wine. A standing invitation to soft arms open. The candles burn down and the wine runs out. Later on tonight, I've got a standing invitation to lay down by her side. Better make this our first and last dance. No harm has been done here, and it's better we keep it that way. I couldn't stand for my standing invitation to be taken. Standing invitation to candlelight and wine. A standing invitation to soft arms open wide. And when the candles burn down and the wine runs out, a standing invitation to lay down by her side. I've got a standing invitation to lay down.
side.
Stonewall Jackson for you. We've got a standing invitation. I'm going to spin you. When you turn 86 years old, you ought to get two songs. This is one of my favorite Stonewall Jackson songs from many years ago. And if this house could talk.
If this house could talk, oh, what a story.
What a story.
Although it's only made of wood and stone. Home. I just came back in town to sign the papers. The house is sold now, it's no longer mine. And since the place I built for you once meant so much to me, thought I'd drop by and see it one more time. I parked the car, got out, and looked it over. The unkept lawn now seems so strange to me. That bramble and rose that I set out with tender care had died, and weeds grow now where flowers used to be. I walked up close, looked through the picture window. The past was oh so clear as I looked through. I listened close and almost heard those tender words of love as I sit by the fireside with you.
If this house could talk, oh, what a story.
Although it's only made of wood and stone, how it would brag about its days of glory when it almost became a happy home.
Speaking of the Malpas Brothers, the Malpas Brothers did that song on one of the Country Family Reunion shows. And man, if you didn't see that, you should look that up on YouTube. I'm sure it's there somewhere. But what a great version of that song. I want to say hello to my buddy Cody Meyer that's listening to us tonight. He is in Beaumont, Texas tonight, listening to us on knelradio.com. Said it's cool and rainy down in Beaumont tonight too. And he was thinking about the possum, no, George Jones from that neck of the woods, and asked me if I would play this this song out for his bride tonight, and I am more than happy to do that out to Rebecca tonight from Cody. Here's one from George called Walk Through This World With Me. I'll also play this one for Connie Underwood tonight.
Walk through this world with me. Go where I go, share all my dreams with me. I need you so. In life we search, and some of us find. I've looked for you long, long time, and now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand
and walk through this world. Go where I go,
share all my dreams with me. I've searched for you so, and now that I
this world with me.
Come take my hand
and walk through this world with me.
Pay for what you've done, 'cause you have ruined my life.
You should go and hang your head in shame, the way you've tried to ruin my name. You even tried to put the blame on me, when all along was you, who was breaking every sacred vow. You didn't worry where or how. I hope that you are paying for the way you left me crying here alone.
Wimbley and Stoney Cooper for you. Tried to ruin my name. Johnny and Jack also had just a great version of that song as well.
Yeah, can you play Biscuit, what is it, up the Mountain?
Go Rest High on the Mountain?
Yeah, and Johnny Rodriguez, Corpus Christi Bay.
We'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
grave to grieve. Wish I could see angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing. So go rest high.
Hi, this is Johnny Rodriguez, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy on KNEL.
I work rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life that is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I live in Corpus with my brother, we were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall, we got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall, and had a tab in every bar. My brother had a wife and family, you know he gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk,
grabbed her rosary. We went out to the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober. Lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober.
Just go away. if you got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over, hurt me now, get it over, if you got leaving. If there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.